Good evening.
Good evening.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did everyone have a nice holiday season?
Absolutely.
Well, good.
We're here.
Good evening.
Better lighting.
Better lighting? I turned it down.
Oh, you did?
Well, as usual, I have good news for you. And the good news is this. Life is very simple. Life is not as complicated as people want to make it out to be. And in all of life, there is only ever one problem. If you are having a problem, you can only ever have one problem. We like to, as human beings, think that there are many problems out there in the world, but there's only ever one problem. And if you're having a problem, it's always a God problem. Always a God problem. And if you can remember that, you can simplify your life. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's money, anything. Always boils down to you're having a God problem. And the God problem that you're having is you're not believing enough that this power that is within you and without you and all through you is large enough to take care of that problem. And we'll take care of that problem. But we think, oh no, this problem is too much for anybody. And we like to make life complicated instead of simplifying our lives. And that's the whole idea in the new year. Try to simplify your life. Don't make your life so complicated. This mind that you have, this ego part of your mind, always wants to make things complicated. Because it doesn't want you to figure anything out. It wants you to think that things are difficult. And nothing in life has to be difficult. It's only difficult because you are making it difficult with your thinking. It always boils down to how are you thinking? And how are you thinking about yourself? So if you have a problem, immediately say, there is only one problem. I am having a God problem. I'm not believing enough in God. This thing that we call God never asks us to try harder. God always asks us to believe more. And the more that we believe, the better our life becomes. And the more that we believe, the bigger God becomes. And the more that we believe, the bigger we become. It's all intertwined and interwoven with each other. So if you're having a problem, sit down and turn it over to this power. Give it to God. Admit, I can't figure this out. But I know that it's a God problem. And I know that God can figure this out for me. And God can lift this from me. And this power will do that for you. But we think that we have to figure the whole thing out. Remember what Emerson said. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way. And that is what we don't want to do because we think we're so intelligent. We think we have an education. We have many degrees. Hanging on our wall, and we know. We know very little. And even the most advanced person, even an Albert Einstein, which we thought knew a great deal, only knew a very little. So you have to admit that to yourself. I don't know, but I know where to go, and I know where to turn. And I know that this power knows exactly how to take care of this. And let the power do the work instead of you trying. So simplify your life. Don't listen to the world outside. Don't listen to all that race mind garbage just going out there. That this is hard and this is difficult and this and this and that. It's not true. It's a God problem. Go to God. I have a cousin. I have many cousins, but this one particular cousin has a home in Virginia. They want to sell the home in Virginia. My brother says to them, "Oh, the market's bad. This is not the time to sell." I talked to them on the phone the other weekend, this past weekend, and I said to them, "You have to remember that what the market is doing, what the neighborhood is doing, what the economy is doing, has nothing to do with you whatsoever. If you put your house on the market and you won X amount of dollars and the house across the street is not selling, does not mean that your house is not going to sell for the amount of money that you want for it. Because that's an under God problem. The whole thing in life is to remember that God is the source of your good. And God is always the source of your supply. And we think it's something else. We think it's the economy. We think the source of our supply is our job. Your job is only a channel. God is always the source, always will be the source. God is the source of everything. Your money, your relationships, your health, all of it. God is always the source. So don't believe what the market is doing. If you want to sell something and you put that on the market and you want a particular price for it, you have to know immediately that there is a buyer for that house. Otherwise, you would have not put it on the market. And you have to know that that buyer is coming to you now. And that buyer is going to pay you exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. Or more. I have a friend that's in the real estate business. He was telling me on Friday night. I said, "How's business?" He said, "You know, we had a $600,000 home on the market. We had it on for months. We kept getting 580, 5 this, 5 that, but they wouldn't take it. They wanted the exact $600,000 for it." He said, "We just sold it for $605,000. Above the asking price in a market that's not supposed to be doing well, and you're not supposed to be getting the price that you want." You cannot believe those things. It's a God problem. You have to believe more in yourself and more in God, and believe that those things can be done, and not let the world dictate to you. That's all race mind out there, people. And it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. When you want to get something, you'll get it. You got your townhouse, didn't you?
Got everything.
It works every time. It works every time. So in this new year of 2007, try all this stuff. Make it work for you. Make this year the best year you've ever had. Make this the year that you use these tools that you've been taught, that you've been listening to, instead of putting them off and saying, "Someday, when I learn enough, I'll use these." Do it now. The only time is now. I look around here and I see everyone here, except Pat, her second time. Your second or first?
First.
The rest of the people here, you know all this stuff. Now you have to learn to apply it. You have to learn to use it. You know my statement? God is mighty. This is absolutely true. The mind of God will get you nowhere. You have to make your God useful. You have to use God. You have to use God. People are afraid to use God. They want to talk about God. They want a God. They want this, that, and the other thing. And you say to them, would you use? Oh, my, I couldn't go there. Because why? They think God's far off someplace, playing for cheesy or something. God is right here, right now, right in the midst of you. God is everywhere. Tonight, Rhoda remembered what Unity always says. There's not a spot where God is not. There's not a spot where God is not. And that you can use God constantly. It's the only power to use. You may think there are other powers out there, but there aren't. And you use this power that we call God, in the correct way, and you'll get what you want. Now, when I say in the correct way, what do I mean by that? Well, you know perfectly well, if you use electricity correctly, it will heat your home, toast your bread, bake your potato. If you use it incorrectly, it can kill you. Or a knot, you'll get a big shock out of it. The same way with this power that we call God. When you use it correctly, it does your bidding. It does your bidding. How could that be? I could tell God how to behave? Yes, you could do that. You can do that. And that's what this is all about. So use it in the new year. Use it in your life. Why are you waiting? Are you afraid to use it? You cannot make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, and then say, well, I don't think I'll use it. Or I'll use it sometimes. Or I'll use it a little bit. Use it all the time. Use it all the time. So that's the good news. Simplify your life. Realize that there's only one problem. And it's always a God problem. And when you go there, the problem can be solved. And it will be solved every time. Do not allow the world to convince you. Do not allow that. The world is very convincing. It wants to tell you. I woke up this morning, I always listen to the classical station, but it has its habit of filtering a little bit of news in every once in a while. And of course, I'm just sitting there this morning, and it immediately told me the Dow was down. I thought, do I care? Is this going to change my whole day? Am I going to jump out a window because the Dow's down? It goes up and down all the time. But they make a big thing out of it. I forget how many. I don't even know how much it was off today. But you can't do that to yourself. That's the world. The Dow may go up and down. That's a fact. That's the world. God never goes up and down. God stays constant. So look at that, and not at the Dow, and not at all the facts, figures, and statistics that the world wants to give you to tell you that is what life is all about. That is not what life is all about. When you are in this teaching, which we call metaphysics, you have to realize that you have chosen a completely different way to go through life. than most people go through life. That alone is enough to thrill me. I heard that over 30 years ago. And I'm trying to think, I'm almost sure it was Joseph Murphy who said that. I never heard of such a thing. What do you mean, a different way to go through life? I was intrigued. And I got to studying. And I realized, my goodness, you mean to tell me I can go through life without suffering, without pain, without all that stuff that goes on out there? I can do that? Yes. And I do that. And it's wonderful. And you, each and every one of you, can do it also. But you have to start thinking differently. And you have to stop being convinced by the world. So that's the good news. Simplify your life and know that there's only ever one problem. And it's always a God problem. Always, across the board. Now, with that said, we'll talk a moment about race mind. I know Reba wants to tell one, but I want to tell one. I have two, in fact, to tell. The new movie that's out, that they're advertising, Notes on a Scandal, it says it has all the ingredients that you need. Envy, hate, jealousy, and betrayal. And I think it says it has all the right elements. All the right elements. Now, how can that be? That's not the right elements. People listen to that and say, oh, yes, that's life. Betrayal and jealousy and envy and all that stuff. That's life. Not if you're in metaphysics. You've chosen a different way to go through life. You don't have to go through life with that jealousy, that envy, and all those right things that the world tells you. You don't have to. My next little race mind. For over 30 years, I have read Daily Word. This month, I did not get my Daily Word. So I called Unity, and I said to the woman, I didn't get my Daily Word. I said, are you sure that you put number two, unit two, on it? She said, oh, yeah, we did. She said, you know, it must have gotten lost in the mail. And I said, I don't believe in such a thing, number one. But then I said to her, you know, if you don't put unit two on it, the mailman will not deliver it to me. And she said, oh, maybe he's trying to punish you. Now, I'm not putting Unity down. Unity's wonderful. This was an operator. You see, you can be in this teaching. You can absolutely be in this teaching. And still, race mind seeps in. That's a total race mind thing. If anyone here ever thinks you're being punished, it's coming from the world outside. It's coming from race mind. This thing we call God never punishes. Get that out of your mind, that you're going to be punished or that you want to punish somebody. No, 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 you don't. But it seeps in. And it's an insidious little thing. And before you know it, there it is. I once knew a practitioner, a religious science practitioner, who everyone said to me, oh, she's really good. Well, I thought she was a fruitcake from day one. And then one day she said to me about treatment work, and she says, you know, I turn it over to the great evaluator in the sky. God is not an evaluator. God does not do that type of thing. This thing that we call God shows no favorites, always loves you, always holds you in the highest esteem, always sees you as the beloved in whom it is well pleased. It never evaluates you. It never evaluates you. So if you're with any practitioner, anyone in this teaching, and they slip with something like that, especially if they call themselves a practitioner, kindly run the other way, because they don't know what the hell they're doing. You cannot have that in your mind and do a treatment. It's an impossibility, an absolute impossibility. Do you want to tell your race mind thing?
This is the one of the worst ones I've ever seen. I saw a commercial today. The audience for the product was girls to young women, 9 to 26, and it's a cervical cancer prevention injection. And the commercial, it so caught my ear, because the commercial shows young girls skipping around happily in the playground because they can now get a shot to prevent something that may have never even occurred.
That is total race mind, and it's setting up fear. And it's immediately setting up fear in young people to say, as you advance, you're going to get cervical cancer. There's only ever one problem, and it's a God problem. You have to hear these things, and then you have to deny them, and you have to realize that your health is the health of God coursing through your body, and that health only knows whole, complete, and perfect. And you go on from there. And you deny that stuff. It's an insidious thing that's going on out there, and I'll just quickly do this one. It boils down to economics. Pharmaceutical companies have to keep coming up with something to sell you. They have to keep coming up with something to sell you. Otherwise, they're going to go out of business. So they've got to stop doing that. Does anyone remember when the little purple pill used to be on television all the time, that everyone had acid reflux? I have a friend who works for a pharmaceutical company. He's a scientist at the pharmaceutical company. I know that I was talking to his wife, Joel, and I said, she said, about the purple pill. And she said, oh, Dallas, she said, I not only know the woman who invented the purple pill, she also invented the disease. So that she could sell the purple pill. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Don't fall for what all's going on out there, people. They want is to take you down the wrong road. And they can do it. They're quite convincing, and they have more power, more money, and they nag at you morning, noon, and night. Turn on anything, leaf a magazine, do anything, and you'll discover that you're falling apart. There's something wrong with you somewhere.
You know. Without Prozac, you're done.
Yes.
Well, I remember a time when advertising was totally different. You could not mention another product. I cringe when I hear them saying, tell your doctor.
Oh, what you're taking.
What else would you do? I mean, it is so wild what they're allowed to say today.
Yes. The wildest.
Doctors could not advertise. Yeah. Doctors couldn't advertise. Right. And now that's all we have, and we believe it.
Yeah. The one that gets, I'll let you, the one that go ahead, because now it went out of my mind.
On the other hand, we have the, to go online and look up the drugs and get a quick bio, you know, using WebMD or something. And
but so many people don't
choices.
Do that.
Yeah.
Most people just take a pill because they heard it advertised.
Or the doctor told them to.
Or the doctor told them to.
And then the side effects should be enough to scare anyone.
The side effects are all given, though, in a very, very positive, upbeat way.
Yeah, but if you really listen
cause
to
death,
listen
and not everyone's all happy, you know. You know.
All the things we love, dry mouth, diarrhea, stomach ache, all the things I love.
And in some cases, worth it.
So it's just out there. I know what I was going to say. Advertisements today will compare another product and say ours is better and tell you why the other one is bad for you. Now that is pure race mind, people, and that's pure world. But I told you that there's a completely different way to go through life than most people go through life. This teaching teaches creativity. It does not teach competition of any type. We don't bash somebody down. And today, everyone is bashing somebody down. Their product's no good. This is a do. If your product is good, you have to know that. And you don't have to explain that to anybody. You don't have to bash somebody else to get it. It's always creativity. There is no such thing as competition. Does anyone know why there is no such thing as competition? Because there's only God. And God does not compete against itself. The same way God, about punishment. God never sits in judgment upon you. Never sits in judgment. Because God then would be condemning itself. You see how that works? So give those ideas up. Okay? All right. Oh, yes.
You say there's a whole way to go through life differently, and I'm not an advocate for the Republican Party, but Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter went through politics differently.
Yes.
And I just really paid so much attention last week because I was so amazed. Like drug commercials and all the stuff today, the politics are just so ridiculous as far as the bashing, and it didn't used to be that way either.
No.
So that started at the top, and that seems to be the trickle-down theory of the race mind thinking.
Because it's all mudslinging everywhere these days, you know, and then everyone gets into it, and we begin to think that that's a normal way, that that's the way life is. It's not. Don't be convinced by those things. Are we taking anything else off?
Oh, I could. Good
argument.
Jordan's
going to be like
that. Okay.
And
there's
you
ask. Well, be
careful
what you're asking.
With that said,
God's here.
Let's do a spiritual mind treatment. When I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. We are taking time out to affirm or reaffirm what this thing we call God already knows about us. I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. In this new year, this year of 2007, I realize that the table is prepared before me. That everything I want, need, desire is already laid out in front of me. It is my job to go to the table and pick what I want, knowing that there is always more. And I do that right here and right now. I realize that I live in a universe of abundance and prosperity, which includes money. And I claim that for myself now. And I see everything that I want on the table, already done. All I need do is step up and take it. And I do that now. And I let that be so. And so it is. You see, you can do that. You can do that with this thing that we call God. I use the word take. You can take your share. You have to know that the table is already prepared before you, that everything is out on that table. You go and you take what you want. You know, one of my metaphysical mentors was Auntie Mae. And you know what she said? Life is a banquet, and most poor are starving to death. Life is a banquet. It's prepared before you. It's prepared before you. Know that you're worthy, deserving, and totally level, and step up and take it. You know, when I go to buffets and so forth, people put the food out. And the host or hostess will say, the food is served. No one wants to be the first one at the table. I grab a plate, I'm always the first one there. I'm always the first one there, and people look at me. I say, I don't care. I'm going. I'm the first one there. You don't have to give me another invitation. Take it. It's there. Don't wait around. Oh, what will people think if I jump up and take them? Who cares? Who cares what they think? Get in line. I hate to be in line. I want to be the first one. Always be the first in your... Always be the first in line. Make that one of your affirmations. I'm always the first one in line. I don't stand in line. You know, if you're not the lead dog, your view never changes. Think about that. Be the lead dog. Otherwise, you're looking up somebody else as you-know-what. Yes. Absolutely true. Is everyone still doing treatments and affirmations? Good. Affirmations work. Use them. Do them. They have to go in. You have to feel them inside of you. Because what you're doing is you're retraining your mind. You're reprogramming your mind with good stuff. So that the stuff that's in there that you don't want is no longer there. Think of it this way. You have a bowl filled with water. And that water is all the negativity and all the bad stuff in your mind that keeps plaguing you. And you do an affirmation. And every time you do an affirmation, you drop it into that as a rock. And you keep doing that. And what's going to happen? The water comes up, flows over and out, and now the bowl is filled with affirmations, with rock. It's filled with what you want in your mind. Use that as a visual when you're doing these things. This is how we do it. What's the greatest tool we have in our box?
Imagination.
Use your imagination. See that. All these things work. This is the way the mind works. Remember I told you life is simple? Your mind's very simple. It's the world out there that wants to tell you that it's complicated and wants to get you hooked up with somebody to tell you how complicated your mind is, and they'll straighten it out after 20 years and $40,000 or $60,000, and then you'll be able to think better. Don't do that. It's very simple. Very simple. You want to get rid of something in your life that you can't get rid of in your life? Some thoughts you can't get rid of? Write it on Charmin's and flush it down the commode. See it going. Know that it's gone. If it pops up again, you do it again. I do that. I have to get up at nighttime sometimes. One time I had to get up and I wrote because I was angry at my brother. And I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote. And I flushed it all down the commode. And now I happen to love my brother. That's the whole thing in life. To realize that you can love. And you have to make yourself love everything. You see, it's a gamut. And it runs from hate to love. And you have to keep bringing it over and bringing it over and bringing it over. If somebody cuts you off on the highway, you get very mad and angry. Aha. Then you start loving, blessing, releasing. And get yourself over to love. It's all about bringing yourself to love. And that is the center of your being, by the way. Love is all you are. Is that a name of a song or something?
All you need.
Oh, love is all you need. Well, it may be all you need, but all you are, truly, is love. And don't you love yourself and love the feeling when you love? Isn't it a wonderful feeling when you love? And you can stay in that vibration all the time. But you have to work on that. And you never punish yourself. Somebody cuts me off like, I go, oops, I can change that. And I just change it. You know? You just change it. That's what this year should be for everyone. Change. Change. All right. With that said, tonight's topic is all things new. All things new. And that is what this thing, this power, does. It makes all things new. And here at the very beginning of this year, make all things new for yourself. Make your life new. Make your relationships new. This is a wonderful time of the year to do that. Remember, during the holiday, I told you it's a wonderful time because of consciousness and world consciousness, mass consciousness, the collective consciousness, was all thinking about love, this thing we call Christ, and this was a perfect time to do that for yourself because it was open. There was a window of opportunity. Not that there isn't always a window of opportunity, but race mind had eased up over the holiday season. As soon as it eases up, I slip in there and do something. That's why I only do treatments in the morning before waste mind wakes up. Don't try to do treatment when in a hectic day. Too much static going on out there. Too much static. Do it when it's calm. When the mind, race mind, hasn't gotten up yet. Then you slip in there. Easy. So in this year, make all things new with yourself. That's the power that you have. And that's what this thing we call God is always doing. You know, God is not in the repair business. God doesn't repair. God makes all things new. How does God make all things new? Or how do you make all things new? You make all things new by changing your mind, by changing your perception, by changing these beliefs that you think you have to have, that you probably got from somebody else anywhere and never examined. Now's the time to do that. And you can change your attitudes, your viewpoints, your beliefs. You can change your whole thinking and make yourself new. If last year you weren't getting what you wanted, you weren't seeing yourself as whole, complete, and perfect, you weren't in perfect health, you weren't in perfect financial status, know that that year is gone. This is a new year to make all things new. Say goodbye to all that. Say goodbye to whatever caused that. And say, huh, this is a new year. This is a new me. I have changed. Every morning, get up and say, I'm changing, I'm changing, I'm changing now. And feel the change come on and change. Instead of getting up with the same thoughts, doing the same thing. Know that you're changing. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? And it can be done. Here again, it's very easy and very simple. But it takes that dedication. And then you have to start believing that. And as soon as you believe that, things start to happen in your life. Don't slip back into last year. Otherwise, you just repeat last year. If you're dragging the same beliefs, same attitudes, same viewpoints and opinions with you into this year, your life's going to be the same. Going to be absolutely the same. You see? We have to make our minds flexible. You see, the mind is only a muscle. And we've never learned how to flex it. We've never learned how to make it flexible. And people think, the world out there, that it's wonderful if you're steadfast. If you think, oh boy, he's a solid, he's just set me up. I don't want to be solid. I want my mind to be flexible. I want my mind to be open. Not that open that my brains fall out, but I want it to be open so that I can hear something new, feel something new, and make my life new. We're all here just to be stretching our consciousness and stretching our consciousness and stretching our consciousness. Didn't you stretch your consciousness when you went to that hotel?
Sure.
Now you know what 550-count sheets feel like, don't
Absolutely.
You? Thread counts. Does anyone know about thread counts? Learn about thread counts. I love thread counts. I'm always looking at thread counts.
I love thread counts.
Yeah. Thread counts. Stretch. Stretch your mind. What did you do? You went manifesting, didn't you?
Yeah.
To Beverly Hills.
Oh, yes, yeah. We did.
What did you put on your ring, our finger?
$45,000 diamond ring.
We waltzed right in. Said, we'll see that one, please.
Yes.
And then we said, does it come in a set?
Like we were getting married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's funnier.
We went in and out of all the shops. The jewelry shops, they loved us. Prada, we were in Prada. That's manifesting. That's seeing what's out there. That's stretching so that we can make things new.
Yeah, we were on a cruise and we were looking at this $18,000 Rolex. And I'm like, oh, this is really nice. I was like, and that was actually a really good price, because in the States it would have been $25,000. But I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll see this one. We just looked through all of them. It was fun.
Make it fun. Do those things for yourself. Feel what it feels like. Oh, $45,000 on my finger. Oh, you're just putting your hands up. Okay. But this is what I'm talking about, manifesting and so forth. Go to those different places. Look in those things. You see? You see, the whole idea is you may be shopping at Kmart, but you have to have a Neiman Marcus consciousness. You don't have to buy at Neiman Marcus, but you have to have that consciousness. You have to know that those things are out there. Since you went to that hotel, and now that you know that, tell them what you said to me earlier. Now that's the way you want to travel.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Before that, you had no idea that that existed.
No, I knew it existed, but only in the periphery.
Yes.
Not in reality.
Right.
Now that I realize that, you know, this is even a doable deal.
Yes, a doable deal. Right. It's possible now. Right. You see? It's possible. And tell them that was free.
Oh, yeah. It was a gift. It was very nice.
Now look at that.
Christmas gift for a weekend at the Four Seasons up in San Francisco. It was fantastic.
Know it.
But it was, you know.
Now that's prosperity and abundance, mm-hmm. including money. You see, you never turn those things
that's
down.
That's a nice gift.
Yeah.
And you say more, please.
Yeah. Can we stay an extra week?
Can we stay an extra week? Absolutely.
I'll be back for Valentine's Day. Yeah.
But you have to get out there, and you have to stretch. If you want to make your life different, and you want to make your whole thing new, you have to have new things in your life. You have to see things. You have to be open to all possibilities all the time. And if you stay in race mind, you're not going to be, because race mind teaches nothing but lack and limitation. It's always going to teach lack and limitation. There is not enough to go around. If I have it, you can't have it. The world teaches that up one side and down the other. There's not enough oil, so that will get into a war.
And you also doesn't have to be a big, huge gifter, because I went to Noah's Bagels about a month ago, and I walked in, and I noticed that they had new shirts and that the people behind the counter were new. And I'm looking, thinking, wow. And everyone seemed to be wanting to be there. So I saw the manager sitting down, and I saw this other guy, and I'm like, hey, have you guys changed your staff? Or, you know, it seems like he's like, actually, we're working on it. I said, well, God, it's really noticeable that you guys, everyone wants to be here. And he's like, yeah, the other crowd was a little bit, I said, yeah, it was almost like you had to go get your own bagel, you know. And he said, well, thank you for noticing. And so I'm going through the line, and I'm done, and he says, I have something for you. He handed me a stack of free dozens bagels, like five of those, and free bagel. I mean, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, thank you. And he said, well, thank you for noticing that. We're trying to change our image. And I was like, that's prosperity right there.
It's absolutely.
And so then I passed them out. You know, I passed them on to other people, because I thought, wow. I just was happy that there was going to be happy people serving, and just by saying something, they were willing to just give.
And that's what it's all about. It's learning to give and receive and give. And when we call this class Prosperity and Abundance, including money, you can have all the prosperity and abundance without all the money. You can do it. But people on the outside think that they have to make money and they have to have all the money to get to all these things. I have tons of things. And things just keep coming to me. And I don't have all that much money. But I'm happy with that whole thing. See, my whole idea in life is not to just be going after money. That's not what life is all about. But we want money. We need money. Never forget that money is freedom. Money is God in action. I don't go through a day without blessing every penny that goes through my hand. And I realize that that is coming from God, the only source of my well-being. And it just keeps coming. How many people are still writing, God let them multiply this money on their checks? You don't know that one. Use that.
Can you repeat that?
God bless and multiply this money quickly. But I only use the first letters. And I write it on the memo.
I added, and return to me now.
And return to me. You can do anything you want, but you have to realize when you're spending money that it's going to immediately come back to you. Multiplied abundantly. And people are afraid to give up money because they think once I give it up, it's not going to come back. I have never given money away without it coming back to me multiplied abundantly. And it will do it for you every time. But that's done with a belief system, and that's done with the energy that I put into the money. I don't look at money as dirty, filthy, or anything. I look at it as a wonderful thing. And I use it. And that's what you can do in this new year. You can learn all those things. You can learn that. I had a client today who said, well, a year ago, I had never thought I'd be able to pay you for your services. But she said, I have the money. She said, I don't know where it came from. I have the money. I said, because you stretched your consciousness and you made up your mind that you could afford this. See, most people say, oh, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford that. You must never say to yourself, you can't afford something. You may say to yourself, at the present moment, I'm choosing not to purchase that. But you may never say you can't afford something. That's an affirmation. And then you'll never be able to afford it. But I told you earlier that life is simple. And there's only ever one problem, a God problem. The other simplification of life is this. This universe corresponds to your thinking. It always corresponds to your thinking. And if you say you can't afford it, it says you're right, you can't afford it. If you say, I can afford it, the universe says, yes, you can afford it. And I will find a way for you to be able to do that, for you to be able to pay for that. Yes, this is absolutely true. I do it all the time. A couple weeks ago, maybe 6, 8, I was in a little shop that I'd go to. Japanese stuff. They had a Japanese, old wooden carved Buddha. I looked at it. It was only $45. But I thought that was high. But I said, I want that Buddha. But I'm choosing not to spend my money for it at the present moment. So last Friday night, my friend Dan came by, and he had a Christmas card for me. And inside the Christmas card was a credit card, one of those pre-purchased credit cards, whatever they call those things, for $50. Yeah. Immediately I said, thank you, thank you. Saturday, my little feet pitter-pattered right over to that store, and now I have that Buddha. And now I have that Buddha. That's the universe working through people. That's the universe doing things for you. That's the way it works. Now, I forgot to tell you about this. Dan and I, in previous years, have never exchanged gifts at Christmas time. I didn't give him a gift. I didn't have a gift to give him, except my wonderful presents.
The same word.
Yeah. And there was the money to buy the Buddha. That's how your life should work. Make your life new this year. Use all these techniques. And know that this power that we talk about, which, by the way, is the only power there is. There are not two powers. There's only ever one power. And that's the power of God. Because it's always unity. We teach unity here. Oneness. The world out there teaches separation, or what we call duality. The world is always going to teach good and bad, right and wrong. Here, we are going to teach unity. We are going to teach oneness. So in this year, 2007, use these techniques, make your life new, and know that this power that we talk about makes all things new. And it will make you new, it will make your life new, it will make everything new. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you. Thank you.